The Fighters Foo taking on Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street. I really love that cover.
I do too.
It's good stuff. We're right in the middle of a twofer of the Foo Fighters. Got something up next. Maybe one of their brand new ones. Maybe not. I don't know.
I think you do know.
You think I'm lying? Why would I lie about something like that?
You lie a lot.
That's crazy.
It is 95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
What is up?
You know, $8,600.
$8,600 in the KLOS name game.
Yeah, they kicked that off again at 8 o'clock this morning with Heidi and Frank, and they've had a bunch of guesses, and they're all wrong.
So we will do it again before 4 o'clock.
Yep.
The world's worst interview. We're going to highlight today.
Is that one of the ones we did?
No.
Back in the 80s?
It's actually nice that it's not us for once. That's correct.
How not to do an interview.
Seat backs on airplanes. What are your thoughts on the tilting back on the seats? Because it's a flashpoint.
I don't do it myself. I just stay upright because I'm not going to be that much more comfortable, and I don't like invading other people's space.
Right.
So, but
there are people who vehemently disagree with you.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you're so much more comfortable. Right.
No, it isn't.
So we're going to talk about that in an interesting, they have some things on TikTok called unethical hack.
Okay.
Like, maybe you're not proud of it, but it'll solve the problem.
Okay.
Kind
All
of
right.
thing.
All right. I
so
like
we'll
that.
Talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour.
Cool.
And we have Gimme Five.
Yeah, today it's all about numbers in the title. If you can think of a song that has a number or numbers in the title, we want to hear from you.
Does it have to be the word number or is it like two tickets to paradise kind of thing?
Two tickets to paradise kind of thing.
It has to be a number.
Yes.
All right. That's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. And German sex games also on the
woohoo!
On 95.5 KLOS.
Rescued. New Fighters Foo.
95.5 what?
Whatever happened to that recording you had of Motley Crue? We used to play over at the other station.
A little
drop of some sort.
We had to get rid of that.
Recording.
There are a lot of things that happened in the 90s that would not be cool now.
Just don't fly anymore.
And that's one of them. So that's going to have to just remain a secret. Thanks for bringing it up.
Shame. You're welcome. Those of you who remember.
You know what we're talking about. Massive airport blunder leads to passenger flying 900 miles away to wrong country with no passport.
Oh, fun.
So a woman named Beverly Ellis Hebert, and she has two homes, one in Pennsylvania and one in Jacksonville, Florida. Mm-hmm. She goes back and forth depending on where it's nicest.
It's always better in Pennsylvania.
Agreed, just because it's not Florida.
Yes.
It was a routine flight. She'd done it many different times. She was eagerly waiting for her much-needed break. But when nature called just before takeoff, she had no idea that that would become a huge problem. She was recovering from back surgery, and she was moving slower than usual, but she said she still had time to go before they started boarding the plane.
Jacksonville or whatever.
20 minutes before takeoff, she asked the gate agent, do I have enough time to use the restroom? The gate agent said yes. But as she returned, she realized that things were not going as planned. The flight was fully boarded and the gate was about to close.
Okay. When she got back to the gate after taking care of business.
Yes. So she's not on the plane yet and they're closing the door.
Right. And they don't open that door.
You're right.
When
no
it's closed.
Matter what,
nope.
It's closed.
Yep.
As she tried to settle in, the gate agent questioned the size of her baggage, leading to more chaos and confusion. And then she hurried by the gate agent to board she said, come on, let's go. Give me your boarding pass. Go. And they took it and she got on board. With her arm, she had hurt her arm getting in with her luggage or whatever. With her arm still hurting, she was hurried onto the plane by a gate agent. But as she settled into her seat, the reality of her situation began to set in. She knew something was wrong, but she couldn't put her finger on it. Little did she know that she was about to embark on a journey that would take her 900 miles away from her intended destination.
To where?
Jamaica.
You're making me crazy. Are you serious?
She tried to tend to her injury, and a friendly flight attendant assured her that everything would be okay once we get to Jamaica. We'll get that
taken
care of.
So she figured it out. What, did they change gates or something? What happened?
I don't know.
She could go to the wrong gate?
She said, look at me. This plane is going to Jamaica? And I knew by the look on her face that she wasn't joking.
And this is better than going to Jacksonville still.
Still better. Although she doesn't have her passport.
Yeah, even that's better.
As if the situation wasn't bad enough, she had another problem on her hands. No passport. So the confusion started when the gate changed, while she was in the restroom.
There you go.
And she found herself on a flight bound for the Caribbean.
Wow.
She didn't have her passport, and so they couldn't allow her into the Caribbean.
Right. So she couldn't even get off the plane, right?
She could get off the plane, but as long as she stayed in the airport, she's not considered in Jamaica.
But then she can't. Oh, okay. Because if she Can she get back on a plane then, back to the U.S.?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Fortunately, the Jamaican authorities showed some compassion and allowed her to stay between the plane and the airport gate on her arrival.
Because everybody's so chill there, man. They're like, it's all right. You know, you saw the wrong gate, man.
And then, I'm not joking when I say the staff, the pilot and flight attendants stayed with her.
Oh, really?
Overnight.
Well, that's nice.
How great is that?
That's weird.
Did you see that coming?
No.
They all stayed. They were like, hey.
They hung out with
you're
her?
Stuck here. All right, we'll stay with you for
the
night.
That's nice.
What?
Was this the 60s?
What just happened?
What? That doesn't make any
sense.
She
thought she was going to end up in Florida. She was in Jamaica spending the night in an airport with the pilot and the flight attendants.
Crew. You'd expect them to be like, hey, stupid, who cares, man? It's your problem.
And of course.
Why don't you get a clue?
I mean, I think most of us would have acted that way. Probably. Yeah. We're in Jamaica, man.
Yeah.
We don't have time to stay.
No.
I'm so sorry for what happened to you.
You have fun tonight.
But good luck with that.
Enjoy your airport stay.
You're going to go smoke massive amounts of weed. So you have fun. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Between us, we've been in radio for 6,000 years.
Yeah.
And we've interviewed a lot of people.
That's true.
Learned a lot of lessons the hard way.
Those early interviews, just rough.
Just impossible.
Worse is when you're a fan and
yes.
You remember that time you did that one thing? Yeah, it was cool.
And then they react poorly.
Yes.
Oh, I'm such an ass. I learned the hard way, and it took me a long time of doing this many times, to not ask about people's mom and dad. Do not ask about them.
Right.
Because invariably, when you ask that question, I go, well, my dad died last week. And
he's a total dick. I can't stand him. He ruined my life.
You need to know the answer to the question that you're asking.
Yes, yes.
That's
yes.
all.
Yeah, yeah.
So Mother's Day, there's a baseball game going on. I believe it's the Red Sox.
Okay.
I just reposted this on my Twitter at the Kevin Ryder. And they have a player wearing a microphone with a little earbud so they can talk to him.
Always dangerous.
During the game.
Right.
While he's in the infield.
Right.
This is the interview that happens.
3-0 to Gorman. You know, we had Alex Cora on. I know your mom passed away when you were young. What does Mother's Day mean to you and your brother?
I'm sorry.
What kind of question is that?
I'm sorry. Wait.
Is he trying
You're
to make
leading
him...
with your mother died? How about Mother's Day? How about that Mother's Day?
What,
huh?
That? What do you do on that since she's dead? Hey, so you're out there on the field trying to play your little game, huh?
Yeah, what happened was unfortunate to me, but I have so many mother figures in my life. Whether they have my last name or whether they don't, I've had so much support from everybody, around in and around my circle.
That's a great answer from
it's
him.
It's a wonderful answer.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I'm surprised there wasn't a pause and a
He was like, yeah, that was unfortunate.
Wow.
Play it from the beginning.
It's just unbelievable.
I don't know why that would happen. I don't know why he would ask that question.
Yeah, I want to hear the question.
He would start with it.
3-0 to Gorman. You know, we had Alex Cora on. I know your mom passed away when you were young. What does Mother's Day mean to you and your brother? what happened was unfortunate to me, but I have so many other figures in my life.
That wasn't great.
Whether they have my last name or whether they don't.
Kind of sucked.
I have so much support from everybody, around my, in and around my circle.
Yeah.
And I don't
thanks for bringing up Mother's Day.
You know, I know she's watching me every day. I know she's, smiling, proud of me. But, for the most part, I think,
I wish.
Wow.
I wish I had a mom.
Wow.
Your dad's on life support. How do you feel about Father's Day? That's going. Your aunt choked on a turkey leg last Thanksgiving. Are you looking forward to that Thanksgiving? What kind of interview is this?
Remember when all your family was killed on Halloween? So when it comes around every year, do you celebrate? I mean, what the hell, dude?
You don't have a mom. Tell us about Mother's Day.
Ooh. What's the point for you? Shouldn't you just stay home in bed crying?
By the way, this guy is actively playing.
He's
There's a play
on
going
the field.
On. Yes.
In a game.
Yes.
On television.
Uh-huh. And they start
and
by
they
saying, your mom is dead.
Remember when your mom died? That sucked. That must have sucked. Huh?
How's today going?
Damn. It's the album version.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
I just took a flight to Miami and came back.
Yeah.
And the seats being tilted back
Oh,
that's a constant source of frustration.
You're just sitting there waiting for the jackass in front of you to push the seat back. You know it's going to happen. As soon as the captain says, "Bing, ladies and gentlemen, you can be assholes now." Go ahead.
See, that's the thing, is there's two sides to it. There's a thing on TikTok called Unethical Hacks.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the posts was the person in front of me tilted their seat back.
Right.
Which, of course, makes it you have less.
It's harder to see the space. TV, got less space. Right. They're going to get to see their stupid head.
And then everybody says, well, if everybody does it, we'll have the same amount of space. It's a constant argument about, I bought the seat. The seat is made to recline, so I'm using it the way it's made to
be. If it were like a crazy recliner, if you were really comfortable, if you weren't in grandma's lap behind you, I'd be totally on board. But generally, it doesn't do any good, and it's not.
That's the thing, is it's not that much more comfortable, but it is that much more uncomfortable for the person behind you. So I normally don't do it.
Right, I don't either.
But there's this unethical hack that is on TikTok right now that I found kind of funny, which is the person reclines and doesn't. You know, you ask nicely and they don't respond.
Yeah.
So everybody reaches up and takes their air conditioning thing and points it right at their head.
Oh,
so there's
full
like
blast.
Six or eight of them pointed at the person's head.
I like it.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate
it. That's pretty creative.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Because you're not getting in a fight, but you might be accomplishing your goal. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So where do you stand on it? That's the question. And why?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Where do you stand on why? And have you figured out a hack?
Yeah. To get people to not do it.
Right. To convince people to not let you move their chair back.
Move into your airspace, which granted on a plane, you've got, you know, you can just, I mean, you know, you sit there with your hands just together eating your little meal that's on the tray that's on the back of that thing. And they're moving around.
I mean, the real trouble is the airlines are cramming that many seats together. If they just take out one row, probably
a air bike, they would basically have what it is.
A little bit more space so that when somebody tilts their seat back that.
Yeah, but the CEO won't make a zillion dollars this year if we do that.
Yeah.
So.
And it always also bugged me, and this is just a side note, it also always bugged me that they had to make you put your seat upright before landing.
Yeah, who cares?
It's a half an inch.
Yes. What difference is it going to make?
I don't know. I have no idea.
That's like when you used to not be able to use your phone when you're pumping gas, and they finally were like, come on.
That's
it's
true.
Not going to blow up. And if we land with someone's
about
seat
that one,
back,
though.
I don't think everyone on the plane is going to die.
All right, so the seat back argument. Where do you stand on it, and why, and have you figured out a hack to get people to allow you to tip your seat
so
back,
that you don't, they
or
don't care?
To talk them into not tilting their seat
back? Hey, dude, I'm going to turn the air conditioner full blast on your stupid head.
I don't think you tell them it that way.
Oh, yeah, no.
In the dumb
voice.
Just do it. 818-955.
Pretty dumb.
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about seats reclining on airplanes. Where do you stand on that?
I think it's fine as long as you don't jerk it back. Because I put my phone on the back of the seat, and whenever it jerks back, it always flies in my lap and knocks my drink over.
Yeah, I can see that. So just do it slowly, and it's not quite as annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you don't need all the half of an inch, just go a quarter.
Right.
It is a tiny little bit we're arguing over.
Yeah. Let's just meet in the middle somewhere. Right on. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. Where do you stand on the seat tilting?
So I got two takes on it. Tilt my seat back and screw the guy in back of me.
Mm-hmm.
Or, and I did it a few times back in the day, I don't fly much anymore, fart and fan it towards him. And it does make them tilt their feet back up.
I guess it would. That's not a terrible idea.
It depends on how nasty you are.
That's definitely an unethical hack.
It depends on the on how ugly your insides are.
Well, I doubt anybody's ever enjoyed it. Oh, that was nice.
The times that I did do it, it was raunchy.
I'm sure.
Right on, man.
Thank you for calling. That's a hell of a hack right there.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
What's going on, fellas?
Talking about plane seats and tilting them back. Where do you come down on that one?
I remember, internationally, I remember it was an unspoken rule that the flight attendants will tell you to lift it when it was when they served the dinner or food.
Right.
Or when landing or taking off.
Right.
So that was my practice. Recently happened to me on an international flight. The guy in front of me cried. He was an adult. He said, but the guy in front of me is not doing it. I go, well, you can ask him. It's a courtesy thing. And he called me entitled because I wanted his seat forward.
Entitled.
Entitled, yes.
So you're just trying to eat your terrible little dinner there, and you need a little extra space, but you're entitled.
Exactly, I'm entitled. So I respectfully asked the flight attendant to tell him he wanted to make a complaint. He thought he was still in America. That doesn't work in foreign countries. So he was entitled, right? He was. Grudgingly, he did it. So he lifted. I don't have a hack. I wish I did. Other than you know, moving around a lot and bumping your knees next to them, making it uncomfortable. But
I do
that
a lot. I'm like, whoops! Sure. I accidentally, whoops!
I'm sorry about that. Oh, sorry about that. Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Right on, thanks for calling, man. 818. Whoops. 955-KLOS.
The seat backs in planes. Do you tip them back? And if so, why? And if not, why? Talking about the reclining seats on airplanes and that endless argument of, do you recline your chair? Do you not?
Do you eat into the tiny little space of the guy behind you, or do you not?
Correct. And what's your thought on that?
I will ask nicely, and then if they don't, a good hack is you just start coughing and fake sneezing at them. They will move it up.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's
a good hack.
Yeah,
I like it.
I like that. I do that anytime I don't want to talk to somebody, like in the mall, like someone's going to start coming up to you. I was like, and man, they just
they
clear off.
Very long.
Nope. Love it. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hey there. I'm calling about the tilting the seats.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Jet Auto Jerry from Huntington Beach. And let me tell you, I'm 6 foot six with a 36-inch inseam. And if I can handle people leaning back in their seats, all you short MFers can too.
You sound like a fun dude to be on a plane with.
You sound like a party.
Oh, I'm great. I'm considerate of the people behind me. But, you know, hey, blame the game, not the player.
You're a player?
So you're saying it's the airline's fault.
Yeah, you know, the seats are there. You know, blame them for putting them so close together. But, you know,
I'll buy that.
The guy in front of me leans back. Well, I got to lean back a little bit.
Sure. What if he doesn't? Do you still lean back?
Great question.
Thank you.
Not usually, or maybe just halfway.
Halfway? We're talking about an eighth of an inch.
That's what she said.
Oh!
Give me five.
This is give me five.
Hand him over. Hand him over the five. Come out with the five. In your hands.
Songs in a row.
Just songs.
Five songs in a row.
Right.
In your hand. And
five songs in a row with a theme every day at 5 o'clock. The theme today is numbers. And we're going to start with Tom Slick, 5150 Van Halen.
Nice one. That's crazy, man. That's just crazy. 818-955-KLOS. What do you got?
4, 8, 15,
95.5 KLOS, 16, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about
42,
the songs with numbers in the title. Why are you reading the numbers from Lost? What's 15, happening? That was 5150 16, by Van Halen for Tom. And this is Raul Tool, 46 and 2.
Right on, Raul.
Yep.
Good taste, man. We need to do these numbers more often. We're going to play Tool. That is my speed.
That
right
sounds
there.
Great.
Oh my God, that's good stuff.
Just give me five songs with numbers in the title. KLOS. Hello.
Hey, about 25 or 624 by Chicago.
Man, that's a good one. I love that song.
That's a good song.
A deal has been struck. Who are you?
Bob from Torrance.
Now, who are you?
I'm James from Hawthorne.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. We're doing. Give me five songs with numbers in the title.
How about 8675309 by Tommy Tutone.
What did you just say, sir?
Come on.
Jenny, I have your number.
Seriously, I was just tweeting from Kevin and Sluggo to somebody who requested that on Twitter. Serious requests only, please.
Hey, I got to tell you something, dude. We actually used to have this number, 867-5309 and 818 over at the other station.
No,
yeah, we did. And people would leave messages all the time from bill collectors. They were like, we're trying to reach whoever because...
Hilarious.
Yeah, and they gave him this
That's
number.
Awesome.
I guess this once. Can we do it this once,
God.
Kevin?
Yeah, oh, sure.
All
yeah.
right, all right.
All right. All right, guys, thanks.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye. How's it going? Bye.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah, that is a fact.
The name game coming up in a few minutes.
Moments from now.
First, German police say a 51-year-old man... I'm fascinated by the top of the mountaintop right to the bottom of the valley. Like that. I'm fascinated with any story that takes that emotional roller coaster.
Where
You're on top of the world.
Right.
And then you're not. German police say a 51-year-old man was left tied up in the woods when a sex game went awry.
Oh.
And was lucky to escape after a cyclist and a hunter heard his screams for help.
Oh, man.
Police say the man was discovered fully dressed but firmly bound with ropes and a pantyhose over his head atop a deer hunting platform near the town of in Germany. In the statement Friday, police said the man appeared to have been tied up by a woman he met online. After she'd done so, she received a phone call, and it was some kind of emergency, and she just ran off and left
him
there.
Come on. You can take the 37 seconds to untie the poor bastard.
Left him there, helpless.
At least he wasn't naked.
The 51-year-old told officers that he had a box cutter on him for such situations, but seemed to have underestimated the woman's bondage skills because he was unable to reach the knife.
Well, can I get that number for when I go to Germany?
They don't give the number, but I'm sure you'd be able to find it if you looked hard enough.
Wow. Unbelievable. You're out on the field, you're playing. Hey, your mom died.
You don't have a mom. How's that feel?
On Mother's Day.
Come on, that was on Mother's Day.
Wow, but he came back with a great response.
Unbelievable. Impressive. He did, yes. Yeah. That is true. Yeah. We talked about reclining seats on airplanes, and most people don't recline.
No, most people are not on board
with someone. Most people who call us don't recline.
There you go. But everybody, every time I get on a plane, whoever's in front of me always reclines.
Yeah.
So they're not KLOS listeners.
And your next chance to win the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
That would be at $9,200, if my math is right. Is my math right?
Your math is right.
Nice. All right. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Hey, if you've got KLOS on where you work, first off,
we are smack dab.
I was doing a mashup.
Yeah, that was really good. Do it again.
Name game.
I think you will have to be punished, by the way. I'm sorry. I liked it, but the judges are thumbsing down.
The judges are right. You can play the name game right now. $8,600 is the amount. 818-955-KLOS is the phone number. We will take caller 13, and good luck. The name game. $8,600. KLOS, who is this?
Hi, this is Susanna.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. You're caller 13.
Oh, my God.
That means you are required by various international treaties to play our name game. Are you ready to do that?
Yes.
Cool.
We are looking for a cat breed with a two-name word.
Cat breed with a two-name word, and the last couple of guesses were...
Two-word name.
Two-word name. I just copied exactly what you said.
Bit, yeah.
Whatever he says.
My bad.
And the last couple of guesses were Persian tabby and exotic short hair, both of which were wrong. So what do you think it is?
I think it may be cow money.
One more time?
Cow money.
Cow money?
Cow money.
Hmm.
You never heard of it?
No. And it's not written on this piece of paper either. Damn
also.
Yeah. And it gets a buzzer even. Poor
yeah,
kitty.
Sorry about that.
Thank you for trying,
though.
Yeah.
Next hour, $8,800. Try again. Well, not you, but I mean everyone else. $8,800 of our money.
Take it now!
818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 13. Good luck. The name game. Meow. That wacky game.
Meow.
Yes, it's... Yes.
I am not a cat.
We're looking for cat breeds. KLOS, who's this?
This is Josh.
Josh.
Josh, your caller 13.
Oh, no way.
Well done. You get to play the KLOS name game.
That's awesome.
We are looking for a cat breed with a two-word name.
And the studio cat would like you to know that the last couple of guesses were Calmoni, which I don't know what the hell that is.
Don't know either.
Persian tabby. That was Oscar's guess. What do you think for $8,800 plus tickets to all 3 days of Power Trip?
I think it's a Maine Coon.
A Maine Coon.
You're saying Maine Coon.
Yes.
Oh. I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh, man. All right.
Thank you for trying, though. Next hour, it'll be worth $9,000.
Woo! Oh, man, do I have a treat for you and I, Kevin.
What's that treat?
We are going to do a twofer of Rob Zombie.
Oh, love that.
But first, the name game, let's give away some money.
$9,000 to be specific. We will give you your shot, 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 13 right now. Good luck. $9,000.
$9,000 for a cat.
KLOS, who's this?
David.
David, you're caller 13.
Yeah, right on.
That means you get to play the KLOS name game. It's worth $9,000 plus tickets to the Power Trip concert all 3 days. We're looking for a cat breed with a two-word name.
And I should tell you, the last couple of guesses are hiding from me. Oh, here we go. A Maine Coon and a Calmoni, whatever that is. What do you think it is, David, for $9,000?
Well, I was going to say Maine Coon until I heard the last caller.
Yeah, it's not that.
What I'm going to say is California Spangled.
California Spangled.
Yeah.
Whenever my wife burps, she says it was a California barking spider that I just heard.
Huh. I don't know how that helps.
Okay.
That's not the right answer. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
So tomorrow morning, be awake, bright and early. Heidi and Frank will play the game again. It'll be worth $9,200 at 8 a.m. If you are in Frontier Cabinets in Norwalk right this second, find Cindy. She works there at Frontier Cabinets in Norwalk. And thank her for having KLOS on.
And give her a $5 bill.
Yeah, there you go. Each. I was going to say maybe yell at her for having KLOS on. But thanks for having us on in your workplace. If you do that, visit 955klos.com/work, and maybe we'll shout you out and send you some free stuff. Cindy, free stuff on the way to Frontier Cabinets in Norwalk. Kiss recorded portions of their Alive album in Detroit on this day in rock in 1975. With or Without You was U2's first number one single on the U.S. singles charts. That happened on this day in rock in 1987. I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For followed quickly to number one.